Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to, first of all, thank those joining us on the affiliate here at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have you with us. Today we're speaking to author Sadiqua Johnson. She's here to talk to us not only about her literary experiences, but also about her brand new book, Love in a Carry-On Bag. We're going to talk to her about the idea for the book, what she hopes we take away from the characters, and also what's coming up next for her. Sadiqua, welcome to Conversations Live.
Oh, Cyrus, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, glad to have you on. Congratulations on the book. It was officially released last month, and we're going to talk about the book Love in a Carry-On Bag here in a moment. I want to begin, though, because you and I were just briefly talking before we went on here. This might be, a new book for you, but your being around the literary world is not anything new. What originally led you to books and also the art of writing?
Well, it's so funny because I actually started off as an actress. And I grew up in Philadelphia, and I always loved theater. I always loved poetry. And so I was actually a theater arts major in college. And when I got there, I just started to write plays, and then it was screenplays. And the next thing I know, I was kind of fooling around with novel writing. And I've always been a really avid reader. And so when I graduated, I was, not really wanting to do the starving artist thing that most people in New York do. I didn't want to be a waitress until I got my big break. And so I said, well, I love books. Well, I'll try and get a job in publishing. And I started off at Scholastic, and I was able to work with J.K. Rowling. I worked on her first three books, the author of Harry Potter, which was an amazing experience. And I've worked with really well-known children's authors, Walter D. Myers, Christopher Myers, people like that, Ruby Bridges. I actually work with Ruby Bridges. And then from there, I went on to adult publishing. I worked for G.P. Putnam Sons and Riverhead. And I got to work with Bishop T.D. Jakes and B.B. Moore Campbell and Amy Tan. And so the experience was pretty awesome. As a publicist, I realized that as I was working, I kind of realized that I was in the business to kind of learn the business so that when it was my turn to be an author, no one could pull the wool over my eyes. It was like I would already have the experience, I would already have the credentials, and I would know what to do when it was my turn.
Right. And that in itself, I think, is amazing, Sadiqua, because, you're being around these other authors and then, of course, having this passion. I mean, you kind of got the insight about what to do, what not to do, and also what worked and how to create your own path. I think for a lot of people, one of the things that, in fact, we talk about it a lot on this show, is the importance of finding your voice. Was it pretty clear to you from the very beginning the type of work you wanted to present to the world?
Oh, absolutely. I knew that I wanted to write in the vein of a B.B. Moore Campbell, a Benilde DeLittle, a Terry McMillan. Not all the way as literary as Alice Walker, but I wanted to bring that same sense of professionalism, that same sense of, I've labored over these sentences. I've really worked hard to make sure I'm putting my best foot forward. And so I really did model myself and model my writing behind writers who I admire, who I looked up to, and I could tell that they, drafted and really, put a lot into their work. And that was my motivation as I was working on Love in a Carry-On Bag.
Yeah. For those that are just tuning in, either on our radio affiliate or online through blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Sadiqua Johnson. She's the author of the book Love in a Carry-On Bag. You just heard her mention it there. But we were talking about her background before the book, and that is a great segue, I think, Sadiqua, for talking about the book. We're introduced to Warren Prince and Erica Shaw in the book. What I love about your book, I read a little bit of everything, and, there's some books that I don't enjoy now as much as I used to, but your book struck me because, for one, they were individuals I could relate to. They were professional characters, but still had their own drama. Talk to us about the idea for the book and how you kind of paralleled some of your own experiences in it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that because that was exactly what I was going for. I wanted readers to be able to see themselves in my characters. I wanted to create real-life characters with real problems, but you understood their struggle and you kind of sympathized with them. And so the inspiration for Love in a Carry-On Bag, my husband and I actually started off in a long-distance relationship. And so that's kind of where I've got that nucleus. But I was very much influenced by movies like Love Jones and Mo Better Blues and Love and Basketball, because I felt like those were really strong love stories on screen, and I wanted to bring that same flavor and that same juice into my story.
Yeah, yeah. And so do you feel like, as you now fast forward to the release of your book, and what struck me when I was on Amazon just a couple of days ago, you know, as I was preparing for this segment, to look at not only just fans of books like myself, but respected authors also giving you your props on this book. Is that a form of validation for you? And especially, I mean, to have your peers saying that, you know what, this is a book that readers out there should really give a chance.
It really was, and it was such a beautiful blessing for me because, you know, even though I have been in publishing for so long and I know how long I worked on my book, I was filled with a lot of rejection. Like, there was a lot of rejection along this path. And so to actually, you know, hear people say that they like it and they love it, and other writers who I respect in the business to really say, I couldn't put your book down, and I'm thinking, no, I couldn't put your book down, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a definitely wonderful experience that I'm going through right now. I actually have to make myself pause a lot and just say, I know there's a lot of work still to be had, but just kind of breathe and realize, like, you've really done a lot so far, and be in the moment and just really appreciate everything that's happening, because it has been a wonderful journey.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that being in the moment here in a moment. I'm glad you said that as well. Your publicist, Don Mitchell, of course, a friend of this program, reminded me this morning that your book was also chosen by Juicy Magazine as one of their editors' pick.
Yes.
for the May-June issue. Talk to us about that and what that means for you, because I know I talk to a lot of authors, and they tell me, you know, a lot of times the writing experience is personal for them. But, of course, you want other people to enjoy it. When you have individuals picking your book, of course, over others, that they could be profiling. How does that make you then not only look at what you're doing as an author, but also what you're presenting to readers around the world?
Yeah, it's been pretty incredible, and I'll just give you a quick story of what happened.
Sure.
Yesterday. So I'm in Boston right now, and I'm on my book tour, and we did a couple of bookstores, and I went into a bookstore because I'm wearing a lot of hats right now. I am the author, I am the sales manager, I am the marketing manager, you know, and so I'm really trying to get this book in as many hands as possible. And so we just arbitrarily picked a store in Boston, and we walked in, and I saw the Juicy Magazine article there, and I'm trying to get this woman to buy my books, you know, so she'll sell them at her store, and I just pick up the magazine and open it to the last page, and I'm the editor's pick. And she looks at me, she looks at the magazine, and she's like, oh, you know, so being in a magazine kind of gives me validation. And so that is, you know, that in itself is incredible. But to be the editor's pick is beyond anything, you know, that I was expecting. And so it just, again, validates this experience, validates that I'm on the correct path. And it gives me, you know, it gives readers another look at, okay, let me buy this book, because apparently this girl is doing something, you know?
Exactly. You're doing something, and it's being recognized, and I think that's one of the great things about it, because there's so many people, there are a lot of great books out there, and a lot of times they don't get the recognition as some of, you know, some of the larger names out there. But I think the quality of your book, Love in a Carry-On Bag, and others speak for itself, and that's what is getting the attention. Again, I'm speaking to Sadiqua Johnson. She's the author of the new book we just mentioned, that they're Love in a Carry-On Bag. Giving us a great experience of individuals who, you know, are trying to not only experience love and everything that comes with that, but balancing all the other issues that can be around them, their jobs, dealing with, of course, other individuals in their lives. You mentioned something, and it actually ties in well with what I mentioned to you I'd like to talk about here, Sadiqua, and that is how you're able to stay present and in the moment. You are an individual that believes in meditation. Talk to us about how you first came to meditation, and how it has helped you on that path to stay present and focused.
Well, I started to meditate about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and my husband and I, we have 3 children, and I left my job in publishing once my first child was born because I wanted to write this book and I wanted to stay home and be with the children. And so by the time my second child came, my kids are about 20 months apart, so I had two little kids in the house. And I really was starting to feel like I was losing myself. I was losing my identity. I was losing my way. I was losing my balance. I was crabby and cranky all the time, you know. And so I found this meditation class. I was always sort of interested. I kind of dibbled and dabbled, but at that point in my life, I absolutely did it. And
yeah.
So I found a class, a local class in my neighborhood, and I went. And the first day I went, I was hooked. And so I made it a point that every Wednesday I would show up at this meditation class. And then I gradually started to meditate in my own personal life. And then from there, I decided that I was going to be the person to introduce meditation to my community. Because I felt like whenever I did anything spiritual, meditation, Reiki, yoga, I always had to leave my neighborhood. And so I decided that I was going to be the person to bring it to my neighborhood. And so I've been teaching meditation for almost 4 years. We have a weekly meditation circle every Tuesday, and it's been a wonderful experience. Meditation has really helped to ground and balance me because I do wear a lot of hats, and
yeah.
Even when I'm not meditating, what it reminds me to do is just breathe. You know, a lot of us just forget to breathe. You know, we get anxious, we get overwhelmed, and so it helps to really center me and kind of keep me on my path. And it reminds me, you know, take a minute, and you just sold 40 books. I sold 40 books this weekend, and so I had to, like, say, okay, Sequa, just stop. Breathe, enjoy it, feel it, be grateful. And the more you meditate, the more you have those experiences.
Yeah. One of the things that people, I know I mentioned what I liked about the characters you introduced us to in the book, Love in a Carry-On Bag, was the relatability factor. Of course, you know, there's some fun in here, too, and sometimes I focus so much on this quote-unquote serious stuff. But, there, I mean, it's funny. I mean, and I think it really takes you through the ups and downs that anyone who's dealt with a relationship or is going through that experience can be able to relate to. What is a home run for you with this? You're getting the accolades from readers, from other authors, you know, you're getting the publicity like in Juicy Magazine. What is a success for you with this book?
Well, I would really like to go back for a second printing before the end of the summer. That would be an incredible experience. Our first printing, just let me say, my husband and I started our publishing company ourselves, and it's 12th Street Press is the name of the publishing company. And even though I had the experience in publishing, I still had a hard time getting a publishing deal. And I had I had an incredible editor, I had an incredible agent, and still when she went to go shop the book, it was around the time when Borders was crashing. And I don't know if your readers know this, but Borders was responsible for 85 to 90% of African-American literature. And so when they crashed, publishing didn't know what to do with black writers. And so we kind of had to create this company out of necessity because, you know, there's so many people like me who have studied the craft, who has put everything into it and can't get a deal. And so we started 12th Street Press with the notion that we were going to be able to snatch up some of those really, really good African-American voices and give them a home and give them light. And so a home run for me, to answer your question, our first printing for this book was 3,500. We started with 3,500, and I would love to be in second printing by the end of the summer.
Awesome. Well, I think that's something that's going to be easy enough to do as the word continues to spread. You know, thanks, of course, to your readers, and then, of course, you know, publicity like in Juicy Magazine. I think it's a great validation, too, you know, for what you're doing and the quality of the product. And I think that has so much, I think, that can't be stressed enough, too, Sadiqua. It's a quality product that people won't be afraid, you know, to take with them, to share with other individuals. And to let them know about this writer, you know, who produced it. I want you to kind of put on your publisher hat for a moment, because there are a lot of listeners, especially for this program, who are not only avid readers but also aspiring writers as well. And they're always wondering, you know, what do I need to do in order to make this story something that can get out there, even if it's something that they decide to self-publish, that they're able to, you know, to get out to the largest audience. What advice do you normally give just to writers in general about how they're able to look at their career as a writer and also what their objectives are as writers?
So my first thing would be is that you have to be patient with the process of writing. And I really am glad that you can look at my product and you read my product and you realize that it was well put together. And that was because our goal when we started 12th Street Press, or even before then, my goal has always been that I want this to be the most professional piece of work that I can produce myself. And so actually my novel, that is the ninth draft. I've been working on it for over 10 years. And it was, and I'm not saying that all writers have to have that experience, but you'll know when it's ready. Like, you can't cut corners. You have to draft. You know, it's awesome if you can take writing classes or have other writers to keep you accountable, to kind of feed off of, to make sure that you're on the right path. And
yeah.
So I would stress that you really have to make sure that the drafts are so important. You know, getting to know your characters. You know, sometimes you have to chase a lead down, but you might only use 5 sentences from 5 pages. And you need to be okay with that, because it's all a process. It's like taking a rock with a little small jackhammer, and you're just banging on it, trying to get to the center. And if you're patient enough, I guarantee that when you get to that center, you're going to know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. I think that's very well said. Again, Sadiqua Johnson has been our guest, talking about not only her literary experience, but her brand new book, Love in a Carry-On Bag. Sadiqua, let our listeners know where they can find out more information about you and about the book and how they can purchase it.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, I am Sadiqua Johnson, and you can go to my website, which is www.sadiquajohnson.com. You could also purchase Love in a Carry-On Bag. I'm available on Amazon in both Kindle and book form. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, both in Nook and book form. And very shortly, I should be on iBook. We're having some problems with Apple, but hopefully that will be resolved shortly. And you could also purchase our book directly from our website, which is www.12thstreetpress.com, and that's 12thstreetpress.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, Sadiqua Says, and Facebook/Sadiqua Johnson. So I am around.
Exactly. I actually liked your page today on Facebook, and I'm following you on Twitter as well. I encourage our listeners to do the same. Again, Sadiqua Says, at Sadiqua Says is where you can find her on Twitter. Again, congratulations, Sadiqua. See you on the book and on everything you're doing, I think, to inspire a professional literary experience and a great reading experience for readers as well. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Again, that was Sadiqua Johnson, everyone. Make sure you do visit her online. And as she said, the book's available all over the place. I got my Kindle version for less than $10. You can go to Amazon.com to get it from there. And then, of course, most of you know I don't actually have a physical Kindle, so I was able to read it on my PC as I was able to get ready for this conversation. So we invite you to head over to Amazon.com. Or, as she said, you can also get it directly from her publisher website as well. Going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he'll kick off the rest of our show for us with his quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.